Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace your IELTS speaking task, describing a place for relaxation. Are you preparing for the IELTS speaking test and wondering how to effectively describe a place you like to go for relaxation? This topic is a common one in IELTS speaking exams, often appearing in Part 1 or Part 2. Being able to articulate your thoughts on this subject can significantly boost your score. In this comprehensive guide, we'll walk you through strategies to excel in this task, complete with sample answers and expert tips. Understanding the task. Before we dive into the specifics, it's crucial to understand what the examiner is looking for when they ask about a place you go to relax. They want to assess your ability to describe a place in detail, express personal preferences and feelings, use a range of vocabulary related to relaxation and places, speak fluently and coherently about a familiar topic. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, you might encounter questions like, do you have a favorite place to relax? How often do you go there? What do you usually do to relax? Is it easy to find places to relax in your city? Let's look at a sample answer for the first question. Examiner, do you have a favorite place to relax? Absolutely. My go-to spot for relaxation is a tranquil park near my home. It's a verdant oasis in the midst of our bustling city, with winding paths perfect for leisurely strolls and serene benches overlooking a small pond. The gentle rustling of leaves and the soft chirping of birds create a soothing atmosphere that never fails to calm my nerves and clear my mind. This answer demonstrates a good use of descriptive language and personal connection to the place, which are key elements for scoring well in IELTS speaking. Part 2, Long Turn. In Part 2, you might receive a cue card like this. Describe a place you like to go for relaxation. You should say where it is, how often you go there, what you do there, and explain why you find it relaxing. Here's a sample answer. Candidate, I'd like to talk about a picturesque beach that I frequently visit for relaxation. It's located about an hour's drive from my hometown, nestled along the coastline of the Pacific Ocean. I try to go there at least once a month, usually on weekends when I'm free from work commitments. It's become something of a ritual for me, a way to recharge my batteries and escape the daily grind. When I'm there, I engage in various activities that help me unwind. I often start by taking a long, leisurely walk along the shoreline, feeling the soft sand between my toes and listening to the rhythmic crashing of the waves. Sometimes I'll bring a book and find a quiet spot to read, or I might practice some yoga or meditation on the beach. What makes this place so relaxing for me is the combination of natural beauty and serenity. The vast expanse of the ocean stretching out to the horizon gives me a sense of perspective, reminding me that my worries are often smaller than they seem. The fresh sea air and gentle ocean breeze have an invigorating effect, helping to clear my mind and alleviate stress. Moreover, the beach is usually fairly secluded, especially during weekdays, which allows me to escape the hustle and bustle of city life. The absence of urban noise and the presence of natural sounds, like seagulls calling or waves lapping at the shore, create a peaceful atmosphere that I find incredibly soothing. In essence, this beach serves as my personal sanctuary, a place where I can disconnect from the pressures of everyday life and reconnect with myself and nature. It's my go-to spot whenever I need to recharge my mental and emotional batteries. Follow-up questions. After your main answer, the examiner might ask additional questions like, do you prefer to relax alone or with others? How important do you think it is for people to have a place to relax? Here's a sample answer for the first question. Candidate, while I enjoy socializing, when it comes to relaxation, I generally prefer solitude. Being alone allows me to fully immerse myself in the experience without distractions. It gives me the opportunity for introspection and helps me recharge more effectively. That said, occasionally I do find relaxing with close friends or family members can be equally rejuvenating, especially when we engage in quiet, low-key activities that don't require much interaction. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In Part 3, the examiner might ask more abstract questions related to relaxation and places. For example, do you think modern life makes it more difficult for people to relax? That's an intriguing question. I believe that modern life has indeed made relaxation more challenging for many people. The constant connectivity provided by smartphones and the internet, while beneficial in many ways, has also created a culture of perpetual availability. This can make it difficult to truly switch off from work or social obligations. Moreover, the fast-paced nature of modern urban life, with its emphasis on productivity and achievement, often leaves little time for relaxation. Many people feel pressured to constantly be doing something, whether it's advancing their career, maintaining social relationships, or pursuing personal goals. However, I think it's important to note that modern life has also provided new avenues for relaxation. Meditation apps, online yoga classes, and virtual nature experiences are all products of our technological age that can aid in relaxation. The key is learning to balance these tools with the need to disconnect and find genuine moments of peace in our daily lives. Ultimately, while modern life presents challenges to relaxation, it also offers opportunities. The onus is on individuals to prioritize their well-being and actively create space for relaxation in their lives, perhaps by setting boundaries with technology or scheduling dedicated relaxation time. Key vocabulary and phrases. To score high in your IELTS speaking test when discussing places for relaxation, consider using these words and phrases: tranquil, tranquil, free from disturbance, calm. Example: the tranquil atmosphere of the garden helps me unwind. Serene, edge, calm, peaceful, and untroubled. Example: I find the serene environment of the mountains very relaxing. Rejuvenate, juvenate, verb, to give new energy or vigor to, revitalize. Example: a weekend at the spa always rejuvenates me. Sanctuary, sanctuary, noun, a place of refuge or safety. Example: my bedroom is my personal sanctuary where I can relax and be myself. Unwind, verb, to relax after a period of work or tension. Example: I like to unwind by taking a long bath after a stressful day. Recharge, to regain energy or spirit. Example: I need to spend some time in nature to recharge my batteries. Oasis, oasis, noun, a pleasant or peaceful area in the midst of a busy or difficult place. Example: the park is an oasis of calm in the bustling city center. Therapeutic, huck, adge, having a good effect on the body or mind, contributing to a sense of well-being. Example: I find gardening very therapeutic. It helps me relax and forget my worries. Examiner's advice. As an IELTS speaking examiner, I recommend the following strategies to score high when describing a place for relaxation. Use vivid descriptions. Paint a picture with your words. Use sensory details to help the examiner visualize the place. Show personal connection. Explain why this place is special to you and how it affects your mood or well-being. Vary your vocabulary. Use a range of words related to relaxation and avoid repetition. Speak fluently. Practice speaking about your favorite relaxation spots so you can discuss them naturally and confidently. Expand your answers. Don't just give short responses. Develop your ideas with examples and explanations. Use appropriate tenses. If you're describing a place you regularly visit, use the present tense. If it's somewhere you went in the past, use past tenses correctly. Show awareness of broader issues. In part 3, try to link your personal experiences to wider social trends or issues. Remember, the key to success in IELTS speaking is practice. The more you talk about different topics, including places for relaxation, the more confident and fluent you'll become. For more tips on acing your IELTS speaking test, check out our guides on how to describe a place you go to clear your mind before an important event, and how to describe a place you would like to go on vacation. These resources will help you build a diverse vocabulary and develop strategies for discussing various types of places in your IELTS speaking exam. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.